Kamal Johnson is set to be sworn in as mayor of Hudson, New York on New Year's Day. The Democratic alderman beat incumbent Rick Rector in June's pivotal primary and made it official in November. I spoke with Johnson about what he's done to prepare for the office in the Columbia County city of about 6,000.
So it's been like a mad rush since our win in November. And it's just really now getting things in order to hit the ground running. I mean, I've only got 2 years. It's a 2-year term, so we got to make sure that we're making impacts right away. And this is kind of something that I've been, you know, dreaming about my whole life. So I'm anxious, to say the least.
And with that 2-year time span, what are some of your top priorities?
Housing is a huge priority for me. I just had the kind of fortune and misfortune to watch 3 students that I grew up coaching and watching them kind of rise through the ranks and hearing about how they always dreamed about playing for Hudson High when they got older, and I watched them play for the rival school because their parents had to move them out of the area because there was no affordable housing. And it was basically kind of like a Hudson versus Hudson game in another city. And that's something that's a huge priority of mine, to bring families back to Hudson and prioritize families.
And as it pertains to housing, you did campaign on developing more affordable housing and retaining existing units. How do you plan to carry out that pledge?
Yeah, right now I've been in talk with a few developers, and also there's several lots of land that are in Hudson, some owned by the city and some owned by a private organization. And I've been in talks with them about developing those into affordable housing and kind of leaving it so that there's units that are designated to low income, to moderate income, and to the market rate. So that's something that I'm excited to get started on as well.
This conversation around housing leads me to another topic, economic disparity. Mm-hmm. How do you plan to address economic disparity among residents of Hudson, which has boomed as a second home destination, but also has 20% of its residents living in poverty?
That's, you know, one of the biggest things. Everybody kind of says that Hudson is divided, but it's really not divided. On times of need, Hudson is able to come together, but where the divide is that people need to feel like they belong and they can afford to live here. So one of the things I'm going to be doing in early 2020 is bringing in a job fair, and it's going to be hosted right in the city, and it's going to be possible careers for people. So I've talked with companies like Etsy and different solar companies that really want to diversify their staff and want to hire local, but they just don't have, you know, that kind of communication to the people that live here that need the job. So it's really the focus for me for 2020 is about building up the people that live here, giving them appropriate trainings and opportunities.
Kamal Johnson, you have appointed Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman as Hudson's Police Commissioner. What will his role and top priorities be?
Yeah, one reason that Peter stood out to me is because he's done amazing work in Chatham around the opioid epidemic. Columbia County, which is the county that we're in, was the only county across the state to not decrease in opioid deaths and overdoses. And we also rank in the top 10 across the state in opioid overdoses and deaths. So he's done amazing work on the ground in that field. And I think that as a city, we need to take a more, you know, united stance with this issue.
And Kamal, you campaigned on improving police-community relations. In your mind, are those relations strained? And if so, what in your mind are the remedies?
I think it's about, exactly what's in the name. It's a relationship building. People want to see and know their officers. And I think it's a lot easier for officers to do their job when they really understand and know the people that they're protecting in the community. And it's not to say that the officers haven't, tried different methods, but there's always room for improvement and innovation. And like, now is the time. You know, it's a new decade, and we got a lot of people that specialize in this type of relations, and I'm just ready for our team to hit the ground running and really show what we campaigned on, that we're going to do what we said we did.
And you will be Hudson's first African-American mayor. Do you feel an added significance or responsibility because of that distinction?
Yeah, I think that I set the bar for minorities in our community. We live in a community where it almost seemed rare to see someone that's a person of color holding like a high position. So for me, it was like a great feeling to be able to, you know, say that I'm the mayor-elect and people to see me and be able to assess me and talk to me. I just had a run-in with a young man at a veterans event, and he was a middle schooler, maybe third or fourth grade, and his teacher called me over to introduce myself to him. And I went over, and a little black kid, and he was kind of shy, and he said his name to me and shook my hand, and she was like, oh, do you want to know who he is? So I bent down and I went to shake his hand, and I said, I'm Kamal and I'm the new mayor here. And his face like just lit up, and he was just like, he just couldn't believe like someone that looked like him would be the mayor. And that like made it all, you know, amazing for me as far as this whole process.
Kamal Johnson is scheduled to be sworn in as mayor of Hudson, New York at 2 p.m. Wednesday at Hudson Hall.